This podcast exists because of the team at CASCM. At CASCM, we make content creation enjoyable. We are on a mission to help leaders create content, content that will improve lives, content to be proud of, content that fosters community. We know through firsthand experience how content brings people together, and we love helping make that happen. We produce podcasts, short form videos, blog posts, and other written works, while also providing support in website development, social media management, and strategic planning. And we would be excited to help you. Visit CASCM.com to learn more, or feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn or Twitter. Here you are on this podcast. We're having this Zoom call. There's a lot of content that'll be created within this. Like, when did content hit you to say, well, this actually can make a difference?
Yeah. I mean, if I look back, I wish I kept doing content back then, you know, like, come on, two videos later, I found a husband, right? Content is so powerful. But yet, I think just judging myself, thinking that I'm not good enough yet and being perfect. And at that time, I definitely knew that I was only sharing what I knew, which was how to start a business or how to outsource, which is what I started to know already, right? So it wasn't that I was fraud in sharing that, but I guess had too much things in my head, you know, and that's what a lot of people will do. You're trying to be too perfect and trying to compare yourself with the people that have been doing it for 10 years. And so I stopped, and I start and stop over the years. But I think deep down, I knew it was the path. I knew that if I wanted to really help people, I have to get comfortable with sharing content. And once I realized that, and it's not a selfish reason, it wasn't like, oh, I need to do content so that I could make more money. When I started doing content, it was like, I want to help others, leave a legacy, to share what I know with people. I guess I had more of a courage to like do it, because it's like, you know what? Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to die tomorrow, what, do I want to keep all my knowledge in me, or do I just want to share it? And well, get over yourself and start learning and doing that. So I start and stop for many years, but then I think the last 2-3 years has been like that commitment in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you have to push through that like barrier of, like you said, getting over yourself. What are other people going to say? What do I even talk about? And do you find yourself, like, obviously some of the factual stuff that you might be posting is exactly what you're telling other people to do, but do you find yourself sometimes when in your content talking to yourself, like, this is what I need to keep myself, like holding yourself accountable?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah. So that's why I have regret, because now that I've gone through the journey, I'm like, it is so good because you become more confident. You validate yourself. You are going on your own journey of realization. And as you're helping people, you're helping yourself. Like I said,
yes.
It's like, I didn't know that if I did, I would have done it, but I didn't. I was worried too much about the surface level.
Yeah.
And then even like last year when I did have a podcast, a regular podcast, I did it for about a year. I was just interviewing people. It gave me so much more confidence and meeting new people. Hence, it definitely improved my networking skills. But then it even got me to thinking, I want to be an actor. So this is very different. It was like, I got so used to doing content and being the face and talking all the time that I just had this realization that I'm like, you know what? I love movies. Whenever I watch a documentary, I shift my mindset. I change. It moves me. What if I could be a part of that? What if I could tell the story and be in the movie? And then when I decided that, I was like this light bulb moment. It was this, oh my God, I want to do this. And then when I did an acting class, I was like, yeah, I really want to do this. And see, if I didn't push through doing content, I would never have discovered a new passion or new hobby.
In case you haven't noticed, we love podcasts. In fact, we love building podcasts, everything from development to production. Because of all that, we're building a one-of-a-kind podcast network. If you have a podcast or looking to launch a new podcast, then we should talk. You can message me on Twitter at Eric_Kaz. Or hit us up any way that works for you. Let's talk about your podcast joining this one-of-a-kind podcast network.